About 20 protesters gathered around the base of a giant inflatable hand in Gaslight Park. The hand was holding an asthma inhaler, which for the activists represented the negative health effects of breathing in too much smog from fossil fuel pollution. Phil Compton heads the local Sierra Club chapter.
This day, 211,000 children have asthma. Number one reason that kids miss school, number one reason that parents miss work, is a big cost there. And that's associated with burning coal. And in this region, it's also associated with the fact that we don't have the transportation alternatives that you have in most everywhere else in America.
The Environmental Protection Agency is currently under pressure to reduce the allowable smog level from 75 parts per billion down to 60 to 70 parts per billion. It's being challenged by fossil fuel industry lobbyists. Compton said Hillsborough County has some of the worst air quality in Florida, much of which can be traced to cars.
Our addiction to oil and our reliance on cars almost solely for our way of getting around cost us anywhere from $40 to $60 billion a year, not in maintenance of the vehicle, but in health costs. It's a public health problem.
While Hillsborough County doesn't have fully developed mass transportation, Marcia Meja from the Hillsborough Area Regional Transit Authority says the county is taking some steps in the right direction.
Our bikes on buses program has significantly increased over the past couple years. And more people are trading in their car trips for bus rides. And I challenge everyone here to do that as often as possible and help reduce our greenhouse gas emissions.
Lynn Ringenberg is a doctor, a USF professor, and is a member of the Physicians for Social Responsibility in Tampa. She was worried about the effects smog is having on the developmental health of Florida's children.
The National Resources Defense Council and PSR recently did a very, very complete analysis of the pollution coming out of the coal and oil-fired power plants in this country, and I was really saddened and angry, a little bit angry, to see that Florida was the third out of the top 20 polluters of coal and oil-fired power plants.
And although the EPA is using medical data to back up their decision to look at lowering smog levels, the American Petroleum Institute and politicians like House Republican Majority Leader Eric Cantor are criticizing the agency and President Barack Obama for making businesses pay for emissions reduction. But the Sierra Club's Compton said the health benefits to Hillsborough residents will be well worth it.
The EPA has looked at the medical data, and the bell is ringing. The EPA in the next week is going to come out with a new standard that truly, according to the doctors and the scientists, will protect the health of kids. Because if we meet the current standard, 75 parts per billion, guess what? If the air quality is at that level, kids with asthma can't run around and play, they still have a problem. It needs to be below 60 and 70 parts per billion. And Lisa Jackson of the EPA is going to be releasing a new standard. When that happens, it is going to mean a change in this entire region. Currently, Hillsborough County is the only county in this area that's above the current level.
Kristen Rogers is the chair of the Suncoast Pediatric Asthma Coalition and is a mother of three with asthma and suffers from asthma herself. She is often forced to stay inside due to poor air conditions. She said the disease is not only costing her precious time, but also hundreds in medical costs.
Insurance copays cost me $600 a month, just in copays for medication and doctor's visits. So I work for my insurance to pay my medical bills.
Compton praised the Obama administration for recently passing a phased increase in fuel efficiency standards to more than double current levels by 2025. But many politicians, like Republican U.S. Representative Gus Bilirakis, says the State Department of Environmental Protection does a fine job and the EPA needs to stop regulating states. But Compton says the EPA is necessary since air pollution can easily cross state lines.
The air here is not safe, has not been safe, 22 days out of the year. And that's according to the old standard that is more lenient than medical science tells us.
The Sierra Club says that with 7 million Americans suffering with asthma and more than $100 billion in total pollution-related health costs, Americans will pay more in the long run without the new rule than they will in the short term with any potential job losses in the coal or gas industries. EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson is expected to propose a new rule on smog limits next week. Reporting from downtown Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Josh Holton.